I'm Whitney Quick with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau with your consumer handbook. This week, we're talking about holiday returns and exchanges. Holiday returns aren't easy, and we don't mean the part where you explain to your mother why you returned the sweater she gave you. Stores are not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most retailers do offer refund and exchange programs as a courtesy to their customers, policies vary greatly from one store to another. Add to the mix warranties, which are usually fulfilled by the manufacturer, and holiday returns can get confusing. The following tips should help to make your holiday returns run more smoothly. Get to know store policies. Before you make a purchase, find out if the store has a return policy, and if so, how it works. Understand that policies can change during the holiday season and may not apply to sale items. If the store does allow returns or exchanges, find out if you will need to pay a restock fee. Ask the seller if they offer cash refunds, exchanges, or only store credit. Store policies are usually posted at the checkout counter or printed on the back of receipts. If you are shopping online, search for the seller's return policy and read through it before clicking buy. Find out if they accept returns or exchanges and who pays the shipping when an item is returned. In some cases, you can save on shipping fees by returning an online purchase to a local brick-and-mortar store. Get the details on a product's warranty. Find out how returns and repairs are handled if an item stops working or needs replacement parts. Keep your receipt and packaging. Most stores will only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with the receipt and the original packaging. Always include a gift receipt with items that you give, and hold on to any receipts you receive. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.